MPP Vanthoff, what can you tell me about the situation at Nellie Lake and what you as an MPP can do to help with it?
So when a few weeks ago we I was informed that there was a flooding issue at that lake. At that point, there was flooding issues across the riding, so I went to see the lake. What was different there is that it had never in anyone's memory been to that level before. I contacted the Minister of Natural Resources, the ministry sent over sand and a couple of crews, of fire crews, for sandbagging. At that point, we didn't, although the people did, who lived there, the ministry and myself as well, didn't fully appreciate that this situation was different than the rest of the flooding in the area, because this one wasn't going to go down. It's still rising. So I went to see Nellie Lake last week as well. It is apparent now that the flooding is a longer term issue. So I met with the residents and contacted the Minister of Municipal Affairs while I was at the meeting, and he replied right away and said that they were going to send people from the ministry to evaluate the situation. I also later talked to the mayor and council of Iroquois Falls, and I understand that they have since declared a state of emergency. So the Minister of Municipal Affairs wasn't in the house today, so I never got a chance to talk to him. I did talk to the Minister of Natural Resources, who have sent people to look at the situation to see how they could perhaps alleviate the flooding.
Okay, but it's not going to be a quick fix, is it?
I'm not a hydrologist, so I can't tell you. But no, it's not. So the rest of the flooding has receded in the area. But because Nellie Lake doesn't seem to have a natural outflow, it is going to take a longer term solution, and some people's septic systems are being compromised. We hope their wells aren't going to be compromised, but there is a case that might happen. And in one case, one of the homeowners said an engineer would not certify the base under the house because it was so saturated.
Yeah, I was out there yesterday myself, and I talked to two homeowners, one whose basement was flooded because it's 2 or 3 feet above the water table. So he had to gut the basement, and he's constantly bailing water out of there, basically. And the other one, probably the same one you're thinking of, Daryl Smith, told me he's worried about his basement is dry so far, but he's worried about the water underneath and in the sand, and worried that his house is going to end up collapsing into a pit, basically.
Yeah, and that is a legitimate issue. That's why the ministry is I'm not the minister, so I can't say what the ministry is going to do, but I have full faith that the Minister of Municipal Affairs will be good to his word and look what they can do.
But there doesn't seem to be, and the two residents and a town councilor I spoke to yesterday out there, there doesn't seem to be a sense of urgency among the government ministries. These people are fighting to save their homes.
I fully understand their position. The people around Nellie Lake, they are fighting to, they're fighting a situation that they've never had to deal with before. I've spoken to, as I said, the Minister of Natural Resources, who says that they are doing what they can do. And again, the Minister of Municipal Affairs wasn't there today, but he did respond to me as soon as I contacted him. So I understand the town has declared a state of emergency, but a state of emergency for the province would be a higher standard than what we're looking at here, I would say.
So for Aurora Township, which is unorganized.
Yeah, because there is at this point, there is physical damage that is undeniable. There will be physical damage. And I don't have the rules right in front of me, but a state of emergency to me would be immediate loss of life, to send in helicopters to save people, and that's not the case here.
Standards seem awfully high.
Yeah, but it it is high. If there was a forest fire around Nelly Lake and the people were stranded, then they there would be choppers in there bringing them up.
Yeah.
Right. So right now what we're talking about, and I'm not trying to minimize this at all. That's why I was there twice. That's why I'm the first person who contacted the ministers. Why I keep talking to them. Why I keep pushing. I fully understand the gravity of this situation. But up until now, it is a total monetary loss, not a potential loss of life.
No, but on the other hand, there is potential loss of property, homes, cottages. I mean, sure, a lot of that is insured, but who knows how good that would be. And the other thing the people I spoke to yesterday said is, we don't have time for bureaucracy and a study and public consultation. We need help now. How do you respond?
I don't dispute that. But the issue, what is, first of all, we have to decide, and both with Iroquois Falls and the unorganized, because there's part of the complication here is there's two jurisdictions on this issue.
Yeah.
So the two jurisdictions are going to have to agree on what measures are taken, because there's been talks of pumping the lake and talks of. Okay, but there are, again, there's two jurisdictions we have to deal with. Yeah, so I fully appreciate that the people of Nelly Lake want and quite frankly need quicker action. And we're doing everything we can to make that action happen. But first we have to, it has to be decided what action is going to be taken.
All right, very good. Do you have anything you want to add to any of this?
No, I like when I talked to the Minister of Natural Resources this morning, like, you know, I said, like, we are going to have to find a way to lower the level of that lake. And he didn't disagree, but there's more to it than just digging a ditch and sending it, just making it somebody else's problem.
Yeah, that, very true.
Right.
Very
and true, that's, yeah. And that's the issue. Right. And I'm also, what is behind that this lake has never been in this level before?
Yeah, why all of a sudden?
You know, and that's, and there is what there this is, and you alluded to it too, this is and for many an insurable peril, right? So it's an incredibly difficult situation. That's why I was there, that's why I'm continuing to push in this. But there are no quick or easy answers. We need to get that water level down.